Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 15th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alpha Cognition Inc., NASDAQ ACOG, Q2 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Alpha Cognition Inc., NASDAQ, for Q2 2025. Alpha Cognition saw significant progress with the commercialization of Zunveil in the U.S. LTC market, with over 300 facilities ordering the product. The sales team engaged over 3,700 healthcare professionals, leading to positive feedback on Zunveil's benefits and tolerability. The company secured a national Medicare Part D contract, enhancing patient access. With Alzheimer's disease affecting 7 million Americans, Zunveil's focus on the LTC market is strategic. In Q2 2025, Zunveil generated $1.6 million in net product sales and licensing revenue. The company is also making progress with its pipeline, including a preclinical study and formulation work for Alpha 1062. Financially, ACOG ended the quarter with $39.4 million in cash and expects operating expenses of $34 to $38 million for 2025. Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, working to advance heat-stable ricin vaccine with promising efficacy. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the symbol SNGX, is making strides in advancing a heat-stable ricin vaccine with promising efficacy. Ricin toxin is a deadly biothreat, with even a small dose being fatal within 48 to 72 hours. The Rivaxar vaccine, incorporating Solagenix's Thermovax technology, eliminates the need for cold chain storage. Phase 1 studies have shown the Rivax antigen to be safe in humans, with future plans for pivotal animal efficacy studies. With global security threats on the rise, Solagenix is developing Rax-R to protect against ricin toxin exposure. This innovative vaccine, supported by proprietary stabilization technology and strong preclinical data, offers both a critical public safety solution and a significant market opportunity in the specialized vaccine sector.
NJ Health Commissioner visits Asbury Park Harm Reduction Center. Acting Commissioner Jeffrey Brown of the New Jersey Department of Health recently toured Prevention Resource Network's Harm Reduction Center in Asbury Park, showcasing life-saving services ahead of International Overdose Awareness Day. The visit marked the two-year anniversary of NJDOH's approval of PRN's Mobile Harm Reduction Center, providing a first-hand look at their groundbreaking services. Overdose is now the leading cause of injury-related death in the U.S., impacting families nationwide. The tour included a walkthrough of PRN's brick-and-mortar center, an overview of the mobile unit, and Monmouth County's first 24/7 harm reduction vending machine. These interventions, including naloxone distribution and sterile syringes, are crucial in saving lives and connecting individuals to necessary care and support services.
Tiny Gems Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, reports Q2 2025 results, advances TPI-287 toward Phase 2 GBM trial. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., listed on NASDAQ as CNSP, reported a Q2 2025 net loss of $2.4 million, slightly better than the previous year, driven by reduced Berubicin trial costs. R&D expenses rose to $1.2 million, while G&A fell to $1.2 million. The company ended the quarter with $12.1 million in cash. CEO John Climaco stated that CNS is progressing towards a Phase 2 study of TPI-287 for glioblastoma multiforme in the first half of 2026, following positive Phase 1 results. TPI-287 has shown potential to treat CNS tumors and has a high safety profile among patients.
MRO recognized on the 2025 Inc. 5000 annual list for 10th year. MRO, the leading clinical data exchange company in healthcare, has been recognized on the 2025 Inc. 5000 annual list for the 10th consecutive year. This prestigious list showcases the fastest-growing private companies in America, highlighting their exceptional growth and success. Despite economic challenges, MRO has demonstrated resilience, vision, and tenacity. CEO Jason Brown expressed gratitude for the team's dedication and achievements, emphasizing the company's commitment to advancing clinical data and driving the healthcare industry forward. For more information on the full list and company profiles, visit the Inc. website. MRO is dedicated to accelerating the exchange of clinical data in healthcare, utilizing cutting-edge solutions to benefit providers, payers, and users of clinical data. Study finds that low BSA psoriasis could have a high disease burden. A recent study has found that individuals with low BSA psoriasis could actually have a high disease burden. For years, psoriasis severity has been categorized based on the percentage of body surface area affected by the condition. As companies like Solagenix Inc. work towards developing more effective treatments for psoriasis, there is a pressing need to address the impact of the disease on individuals with lower BSA percentages. This study sheds light on the importance of reevaluating how we classify psoriasis severity and underscores the urgency for improved treatment options in the future.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsARamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsARamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.